SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Here are the boys, Lynn, Murray, and Solly.
Back on it, along with Tim Murray and Steve Solomon, I am Scott Lynn. Tweet the show, feel free, at one Tim Murray, at Steve Solomon, S-O-L-O-M-O-N, at Scott Lynn 980. We are based here in Washington, D.C. This morning, special guest during this very segment, and we are pleased to have joining us, outfielder, catcher, World Series champion from Chicago Cubs, Kyle Schwarber. Kyle, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How's it going? Thanks for having me on.
Oh, thank you for coming to us. Courtesy of ATI Physical Therapy, they designed a rehab plan for Kyle after his surgery through Kyle's hard work, his commitment, his guidance from ATI Physical Therapy, the official therapy partner of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Kyle, as you well know, returned ahead of schedule to play in the World Series. So, first and foremost, how has life changed since the title victory last week, Kyle?
Life hasn't really changed. It's just been more hectic, which is great. It wouldn't have any other way. The parade was awesome. Some of the team parties we had were great. And, you know, going to the Blackhawks game last night, doing the little trophy presentation there, that was really cool for me, too. So, you know, it's been really fun. Like I said, wouldn't have any other way.
Did they have to choose straws, or who lost, and why didn't you get to go to SNL over the weekend?
I don't know why I didn't get to go, but I'm thankful I didn't, because I might have choked on stage. But those guys did a really good job. I saw the Go Cubs go. It was perfect. They nailed it. It was super pro. But I heard they did the other skit. I didn't get to see the other skit, so, you know, I might have to hold my words back on that one.
Yeah, it was four Cubs. It was Anthony Rizzo, David Ross, Dexter Fowler, and I forget what position this guy plays. Bill Murray, he was there as well. How much interaction did you guys have with him throughout the year? Was he a regular in the clubhouse?
I mean, you would see Bill here and there. You know, once the playoffs really started to kick in, you know, he wanted to show his support, so he'd come in, see the boys, get them going. But what a good dude, man. Super funny, laid back, just wants to be friends, and he's an awesome dude.
Talking to Kyle Schwarber on a Progressive Insurance guest line. Kyle, now that you guys have indeed won the World Series, I think I can make fun of you a little bit for what happened in the top of the third inning when you got thrown out at second base. At what point going for second did you know, you know what, this probably isn't going to end well?
Probably as soon as I hit first base. You know, the first inning, I had the little infield singer, then I was still second base. I feel really sexy about myself. I'm running great. And then, you know, I'm trying to stretch into the double. There's two outs. It was the right baseball play to do, but, you know, I hit first base. I'm like, man, I'm probably going to be out. This is not a good idea. And there's no slowing down. Yeah, I'm just going to keep chugging, and hopefully the guy makes a bad throw, whatever. But, just as soon as I hit first base, I knew I was going to be out.
Kyle, with the Body by ATI Physical Therapy, of course, physical therapy partner, official partner of the world champion Chicago Cubs, he joins us by the Progressive guest line. Obviously, it's been a long year for you. April 7th, you collide with Dexter Fowler, you tear your ACL and your LCL. Take me back to that time. What were you, you know, what was the, was it instant depression? Was it, all right, you know, there's a plan and I'm just going to battle back from this? What was going through your head?
At first it was, you know, I was really down. I was probably down, you know, no one really saw my face, but deep down inside, I was probably down for a good, like, 2 weeks. I knew it was going to be a special season. With the guys that we have and the guys that we just brought in, and then me for go down like that, it was like, man, I just really wanted to be a part of it. And so once I get hurt, I got probably 2 weeks until surgery. So then I have surgery, and then after surgery, I kind of kick into that mindset of, okay, let's go. I'm going to have rehab. That's where, luckily, ATI Physical Therapy has a really good relationship with the Cubs. They're partners with them, and renovated our clubhouse to where they sponsored our PT room, our physical therapy room, and it's great. It's huge. It's big. I could do everything I needed to do in there, because if not, if I got hurt last year, I would probably be in Arizona and I wasn't going to be watching the boys play. I wouldn't be doing all the other baseball stuff. I probably wouldn't have the opportunity to come back for the World Series, to be honest with you.
Did you hear the rumors when you were out and on the shelf? I know Theo Epstein came out and said it wouldn't be right to trade you, which had to give you a little bit of peace of mind. But people are making calls about you and going, well, for them to get Chapman, or a guy obviously who was very key to the World Series title, they're going to have to give up Schwarber. What were you thinking during that time?
That was the luxury of me being hurt, I guess. It's like when you're playing, you don't really pay attention to that stuff because you're kind of controlling your own destiny. And then when you're hurt, you're doing nothing. You get to look at Twitter all the time. So I get blown up every day on Twitter about how the Yankees want me and how blah 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 blah. Do you need to do this trade, whatever it is. But at the end of the day, it's not my call. It's the business side of baseball, obviously. You just got to know deep down inside that rumors are going to be rumors until something actually, starts making in the works and, you start talking to people.
It's funny, watching Game 7, there were a lot of moments where it seemed like you guys were like kids in a candy store. Anthony Rizzo going up to David Ross and saying he was a glass case of emotion. Chris Bryant smiling before he even, fielded that ground ball. But going to that veteran, David Ross, who just seems like one of the cooler dudes in the world, what is it like interacting with him, and how important is he to your clubhouse?
David was definitely one of the most important players on our team this year. He brings it every day. He makes sure that you're going to bring it every day too. He knows how good players are. He knows their talent and knows what they should play to. And if he thinks that you're not giving it your 100%, he's going to call you out on it. He wants to get the best out of you, and he wants us to get the best out of him. And for him to do that, he's got to hold us to the same standards too. So, the guy's just an awesome dude, great, great family person outside of baseball, great baseball mind. Can't ask for a better dude to be your mentor, coming up in the baseball. And it's sad to see him go. It really is, but the guy's deserved all he's got. And I'm sure he's going to be in baseball for a long time after all this. And all I do is wish him the best.
Kyle, thanks so much for your time this morning. We appreciate you. We appreciate ATI Physical Therapy for making this happen. ATI, nationally recognized rehab and physical therapy provider whose goal is to exceed patients' expectations every day in every clinic. Follow Kyle at KSchwarb12 because, when he's not playing baseball, he likes to get funky on Twitter. Kyle, stay well, man. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.